He is. But this is why
we can't.
Nice things. That's right. Those that did get pinched.
Are you wearing green?
And not because of that. The luck ran out for, we reported on this last week, over there at the East Lancaster Avenue in Fort Worth, Whataburger. A gentleman that came in and ended up, this card was declined, and this card was declined, and then he was finally, well, pulled out a large knife and said, I'm just going to take my food, and then threatened the employees there. Well, yeah, Cameron White has been booked into the Tarrant County Jail, according to online records, for this. So he's charged with the aggravated robbery and falsely identified himself to law enforcement. So that'll amp up the bond charges on
Cameron.
That, too. Police have not given any details on how he was identified and eventually taken into custody, but his mug was plastered absolutely everywhere. You mess with Whataburger,
that's
man.
Right.
You mess with the horns.
Dum, dum,
dum, that's dum, right. Dum.
You know, some people are scared of elevators or snakes, but Haley Blakeney, well, she's terrified of something different. That would be Guinness beer, which normally wouldn't be a problem, except she works as a bartender in London. Now, this is not going over well. As a matter of fact, she usually takes St. Patrick's Day off and has never been diagnosed with an official disorder. But she says it all kicked off when someone spilled a monster glass of the ale on her when she was 6 or 7 years old.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Better run, run. Yeah,
no Guinness trauma there.
Run.
They thought they were on the run. 13 News Now reports. That's what the TV station that did this report out there in Norfolk, Virginia. And Virginia residents were recently in a frenzy. Actually, there was a sizable panic about this after a story about a gorilla escaping the Virginia Zoo was posted on social media. The zoo said, hey, don't worry. This story is fake news. We know this because the Virginia Zoo doesn't have any gorillas. Well, maybe that's why, because they ran away. Look at that.
So, you know, post-pregnancy can be an interesting time in life. You're tired, you're achy, but you've got a brand new baby that's dependent on you for life. But what if you really want to party? Well, Sandra Enriquez of Muncie, Indiana, was not letting motherhood tie her down. Uh-uh. She went out for the night, leaving her 9-day-old and 1-year-old babies at home alone. She then downed 6 beers and unfortunately got caught. She now has some serious things to think about while sober, namely those child neglect and abandonment charges.
She should have been the one afraid of Guinness.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go to Denmark, Tennessee. And a little Denmark, Tennessee, which is a little town to begin with, gas station there. As two men last week walked in and robbed the place. Not with guns. These two men entered the gas station with pythons around their neck and threatened the attendant and clerk with these snakes, these pythons. They consequently stole $400 worth of CBD oil.
Oh.
This is not a made-up story, and the authorities definitely want you to know that, saying these are not made-up facts. They are currently being sought by authorities. They are expected to be armed with pythons and dangerous. Well,
dum.
Snakes are.
So it may not be Dublin, Ireland, but what about Vernon, Michigan? Well, they know how to party for St. Paddy's Day at the Sherman's Irish Pub. Unfortunately, some things got out of hand. Witness noticed smoke billowing out from the roof yesterday. Firefighters responded. No injuries were reported. But what a good party ruined.
Yeah. And shame on whoever started
shame.
The fire.
Yeah,
there.
Shame. Good
wrong
choices.
Day to do
shame.
That. And then finally, we end in Colma, California. And a trio there recently sold $7,000 worth from a local TJ Maxx of items. One item, actually. They stole $7,000 worth of underwear from a local TJ Maxx there. In California, the suspects entered the store. They packed the trash bags with the underwear, and they left. The security camera footage caught the thieves in the act. Detectives, though, busted this TJ Maxx trio in the parking lot. They didn't get very far. In fact, Their escape was quite brief.
Dum 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 dum.